Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. Amen. Each week we've been asking the question, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? And tonight we are examining the commitment of Mary, the sister of Lazarus and Martha. What was the nature and degree of her commitment? And how do we compare with her? Mary, you will recall, is one who liked to listen to Jesus teach. Martha felt obligated to serve her guest. Martha complained to Jesus when Mary did not help her. She told Jesus to make her sister help her with the work. You will remember Jesus' soothing but firm response. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled with many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. How easy it is for us to be Marthas, to be so concerned about the mundane aspects of life that we fail to recognize the greater need of caring for our spirit. We busy ourselves, like Martha, with food preparations, house cleaning, yard maintenance, our job, our profession, taking the kids here and there, keeping appointments, shopping, answering mail, paying bills, and on the list goes. No wonder so many people complain they don't have time to read the Bible. No time for worship nowadays. Did you notice that you always accomplish what you're committed to? You've trained yourself to get to work on time. You make sure your children get on the bus and go to school, or you take them yourselves. You make sure they obtain an education. If you're interested in being a great golf player, you're going to set aside time, aren't you, to get out there on the range, and you're going to make that commitment if you're serious about it. On the other hand, less important matters sometimes just get postponed. You may not always have time to eat regularly, to weed the garden. First things first. As Jesus declared, Mary chose the right thing. She had her priorities straight, according to Jesus. If you're serious about your commitment to God, sometimes you'll reap ridicule by putting God first. People may chide you for spending too much time at church or having your nose too deep in the Bible or donating too much money to your spiritual causes. And Jesus, we're reminded, said it is so much better to give than to receive. Jesus made his commitment so very clear. He came for one purpose, and that was to do the will of his Father. And God's will was that he should suffer and die to redeem his people from their sins. Mary risked persecution by showing hospitality and support for Jesus and his disciples. God calls on us to do the same. From 1 Peter we read, "Show hospitality to one another without grumbling, as each has received a gift. Use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ." It may not always be the mainstream thing to do, but it is what glorifies God. The Apostle Paul says it this way, that we should seek to excel in the works of love and service, In his letter to the Corinthian Christians, he writes, "But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine." To the church at Rome, he writes, "Outdo one another in showing honor. We should never boast about our service compared to others, but in the example of Mary and her sister, we find ways in which we can serve. Who knows what else may happen? Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." Yes, Jesus' priorities were clear in his suffering, his death, his resurrection. We see his love and his commitment to us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may his love flow through your life and overflow into the lives of others. Jesus said, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." A simple message in Jesus' name. Amen.